In today's Mishnahs, we learn the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the first parak of Masechet Eidiot, and we continue looking at debates between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, the schools of Shammai and Hillel, but we also see another opinion being presented by Shammai himself, different to Beit Shammai. And for this Mishnah, it takes us all the way back to Ma'aser Sheni, and we deal in this Mishnah with Karshinei Truma. So this is a Mishnah we learned a number of years ago, and Karshinim are vetches, which is food that generally was animal food. However, Beshat Chak, in pressing circumstances, people would eat it as well. That's point number one. And because people would eat this food, therefore Chachamim said you'd have to separate Truma from Karshinim, from these vetches. That said, this Truma, to use language of the Batanura, didn't have the same Kedusha as normal Truma. So what this debate in this Mishnah is how careful we would have to be with making this Truma Tameh, or Tameah, I should say, make it impure. Another important point is that in order for food to become susceptible to Tumah after it's taken from the ground, it has to come into contact with one of seven liquids. And for the purposes of this Mishnah, one of those liquids is water. So Mishnah begins by saying, according to Beit Shammai, this Kashinah Trumah Chama Amrim says, Shorin, when you're soaking them, the Shafin, if someone takes this Kashim and rubs them on their body, they would have to do so Batahara, meaning their hands would have to be Tahor. So we have to mention another point here, that Stam Yadayim, hands in general, even if the person who was, for all intents and purposes, was Tahor, was pure, the hands, because hands are used throughout the entire day and people aren't always so conscious of what they're handling, we say stam yadayim ashen in the tumah, they receive a second degree level of tumah, such that if these hands touched truma, that truma would become, or pasul, would make it tameh. How do you make one's hands tahor? You don't have to go to the mikveh, you simply wash your hands like we do before hamotzi, before eating bread. So what the Mishnah is saying is, when to Beit Shammai, when rubbing on the body or soaking it in water, then you have to ensure your hands were tahor. However, ma'achilin b'tuma, however, if you're taking this food and feeding it straight, meaning a truma, karshin truma, and feeding it to animals, which you can do with these vetches, then you could do so with tameh hands. That is because, according to Beit Shammai, only in the context when you're feeding it to animals is there really no concern. What's the concern if you're not feeding an animal? The concern is you might actually be eating this truma with tameh hands, and therefore you're eating effectively tameh truma, which would be a problem. Or, since you're dealing with truma, albeit karshinim, which we treat more leniently, you might end up dealing with other types of truma that is genuine truma with tameh hands as well. That's opinion of Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel says, shorim betahara. When you're soaking it, yes, indeed, you do need to soak in a state of tahara, meaning your hands being tahor. Why? Because the concern here is, not only are you making susceptible to Tumah, but if your hands are Tameh, you'll actually make it Tameh at the same time. So you're making susceptible to Tumah and making it Tameh. In other words, that's really the only context, according to Beit Hillel, that we have to be concerned that he's not happy with, dealing with in a state of Tumah. However, Shafin or Machlin b'Tumah. However, when one is rubbing it on their body or feeding it to an animal, then it's quite clear there's a heker that it's being fed to animals and this is animal food, and therefore there's no concern, you can even use tameh hands. Shammai, however, says, Ye'achlu tsarid, that all your dealings with this karshinim, you should, according to Shammai, he said, you should never even let it get in contact with water, never make it susceptible to tumah, and therefore, yes, you can use it with tameh hands, but he doesn't want it really ever to become, even possible to become tameh. So it's, if you like, the more extreme opinion. However, Rabbi Akiva takes the opposite position, he says, Kol maseim betumah, all your dealings with this karshinim can be in a state of tumah. Why? Because really, as we said, when this food is really animal food, and according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no reason to make gzeira with these karshinei truma. Let's have a look at Mishnah Tet. Again, we return to Mishnah back in Ma'aser Sheni, the same parak, in fact, as the previous Mishnah. And here we're dealing with someone who is exchanging Ma'aser Sheni money. To remember, the second tithe in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, the one who's separated is Ma'aser Sheni, has to be taken to Yerushalayim and eaten there. However, what one can do is they can transfer the Kedusha onto money and take that money to Yerushalayim. What we're dealing with here is someone who's poret, meaning he has lots of smaller coins, denominations that he's collected over the time, and he wants to bring that together and exchange it for a larger coin. In terms of the weight he has to transfer to Yerushalayim is going to be less. So Beit Shammai says, Bechol hasela ma'ot. When someone is exchanging, he can exchange all his small, say, copper coins into one big seller, meaning there's no concern, he concerns it whichever denomination he likes. However, Beit Hillel says, no, b'shekel kesef u b'shekel ma'ot. He actually says that no, really you can only exchange half of your coins. In other words, Beit Hillel wants people to come to Yerushalayim with still small change or smaller denominations. What's his concern? His concern is if everyone went to Yerushalayim, and as everyone would want to do, they want to reduce the amount of weight they have to carry, they're all going to try and convert all their coins to larger denomination coins. what will happen, everyone gets Yerushalayim, and actually when you want to start using this money, it's going to be very hard to find small denomination coins. And what's going to happen is that when people want to exchange money, since it's harder to find these smaller coins, the value of these smaller coins is going to increase. And people are going to still need these smaller coins to purchase things, so effectively it's going to cause a loss to Maaser Sheni, because the value of what he's bringing to Yerushalayim, its buying power will be significantly diminished. Therefore, according to Beit Hillel, he said you've got to really exchange half of your money to these larger coins. Rabbi Meir, however, says, Ein mechalalim kesef or perot ala kesef. This is a different issue. What the issue is here is if someone has coins and perot, and the value of the produce is Maaser Sheni, the coins equal together a larger coin, he says one's not allowed to do that. The Chachamim, however, says matirim. They permit the case if you want to do that. They can mechalel both money and produce together on a larger coin. What's the debate? The debate is really according to Rabbi Meir. He says asur lechalel kesef maaser sheni al kesef acher. He says one cannot mechalel smaller coins onto a larger coin at all. So completely disagreeing with the previous opinions, even if he's combining with it other produce that needs to be redeemed. Even if you might think that'd be a leniency because I'm redeeming my other produce and I'm the difference, I'm using other Maaser Sheni coins, Rebbe Meir says you cannot do that. Chachamim, however, they disagree. When do they disagree? It's only in the situation, the way it's explained in the Bar Chinuri and Kati, is that only in the situation where we're dealing with a chatzir dinar's worth of kesef and a chatzir dinar's worth of peirot. So a particular denomination that together they wanted to combine to make a full dinar. However, if there's a dinar's worth of money and a dinar's worth of Maaser Sheni, even the Chachamim would agree you wouldn't be able to combine those two to make a chatzi seller. That's the way the debate is explained, and those are the Mishnah today.